Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the
Issues.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have you on board with us today. Looking forward to a journey with an issue that I believe should interest and intrigue and challenge every listener today. The question we're asking, should Joe Biden be removed from office? I'm going to pause for a moment, let that sink in. Should Joe Biden be removed from office? How should a Christian, a conservative, a patriot, answer that question? What is the biblical response that we should give? How should we then live based on what we see and what is taking place? We want to deal with that issue today and ask you to join the dialogue and the discussion as we do so. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. God's word has no errors. God's word makes no mistake. God's word will be fulfilled with every jot and every tittle, as it is called, theologically speaking, throughout the scripture. If God said it, that settles it. And we just need to recognize that today, in the society in which we're living, on a global basis, we're watching, hear me, we're watching the hand of God bring about what God's word has said. We understand, according to the scripture, that, in fact, when you look at the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 2, verse 20 and 21, I'll read that for us to set the stage. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of the God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he, speaking of God, changeth the time and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding." Ladies and gentlemen, Daniel understood that God has the authority to set up kings and remove them. I believe God still has that authority. I believe, based on the authority of the Word of God, that God is still on the throne. I believe that, based on the authority of the Word of God, that God is still alive. He's still sovereign. He's still in control of this whole world. Nothing takes him by surprise. Nothing shocks him, because we already have the end of the story. According to the scripture, God's already told us where we're going. God's already reminded us in 2 Timothy that we're going to face in the last days perilous times. It means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, deadly times. And ladies and gentlemen, we're in the very midst of them. If you wonder where we are on God's prophetic calendar, look no further than what the scripture says in relationship to the last days. Matthew 24, verses 5 and following, talks about the fact there'll be wars and rumblings of wars. There'll be famine. There'll be pestilences. That means diseases and earthquakes in diverse places. And we're watching the unfurling, the unfolding of the Word of God. We're watching God's Word literally leaping off the pages of Scripture onto the front page of the newspapers and on the screens of televisions around the globe. So the question that we're dealing with, the issue that we'll be looking at, the question seriously asked, should Biden be removed from office? We'll have a lot of supplemental data that will support some of the thoughts and conclusions, but we'd love to hear from you. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Right after the brief monologue, we invite your calls, your contact, your directions, your thoughts, your input, and your understanding of what we're talking about and what you'd like to say in the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, as we face the issues on this broadcast each and every day, it's not a matter of my opinion. It's not a matter of some philosophical rhetoric. We do not face the issues based on some denominational dogma. We do not try to face the issues based on man's wisdom and man's understanding. We face the issues based on the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth book. In John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Ladies and gentlemen, the only real freedom that we have today, even though we think we're a free nation, a free people, the only freedom that we really have is the freedom that we have in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And it's by knowing him, the truth, through the truth book, John 14:6, the Lord Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, truth is despised, rejected, dissed, and discouraged today. Joe Biden doesn't know how to tell the truth. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast, but just a little tidbit about the truth. Joe Biden said that Putin needs to be removed, a regime change. Joe Biden said before a group of U.S. military that they were going to be put in to Ukraine in the battle. Joe Biden says many things each and every time he opens his mouth, and now he's going back and backpedaling, and when Peter Ducey asked him the question about some of the things he's recently said, he said, "It never happened. It never happened." I believe that somehow in some way in his cognitively depleted mind, he thinks that we the people do not have a mind or a memory whatsoever, just denying it. But ladies and gentlemen, that's because truth is rejected. Truth is denied. Truth is dissed. Truth is absolutely that which ought not to be viewed as truthfulness today. And we should not be surprised. Not only do we find it in the scripture talking about truth, but George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, George Orwell said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be very, very true, if I can use that pun statement. Find it to be very, very true today, that those that speak truth are despised by the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And may I say that is applicable to every one of us, especially as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots. We need to stand for truth, even if it means standing alone, even if it means being ridiculed, even if it means to be rejected by societal standards. We still must stand for truth. Truth is the only thing that will prevail, and Jesus Christ himself is truth. He doesn't just tell the truth. He is truth, the very centrality of what would be called truth. Jesus said, "I am truth." So let me remind you to take that stand, whatever the issue may be. Stand for truth. Do not bow. Do not bend. Do not backpedal, but simply keep standing for the truth of the Word of God and the truth of what's taking place. We have issues today that's never been brought up before in American history. We have issues today that we're faced with that I believe it's time Christians stand up, speak up, be heard and be seen, and be truthful while we're standing. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the hurricane preparedness equipment, the full line of Honda generators. They have a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is the knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions about professional as well as the homeowner brand, landscape, and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flag flowing there. I understand it's about 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 ladies and gentlemen, there's some good, good, good news that I must tell you about. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of its staff and employees to worship God in their house of worship on Sundays, as God ordained it to be. Ladies and gentlemen, just drop by Tools for Time, make your application for employment, wait for an interview, and see what God does for placing you in the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to hear from you today. It's a very special broadcast. We're asking a very, very serious, pointed question. I've got some answers and responses that I would like to place on the table before us today about these issues. Should Joe Biden be removed as president? Daniel, in the book of Daniel, the second chapter, verses 20, 21, Daniel recognized God's sovereignty. He recognized God's power. He recognized when someone is put in office and put into control as a governmental leader, that it's God that does it. And God has that power, and God has the power to remove those in office. And I believe he still has that power today. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation, I believe, without any equivocation, I believe our nation continues to suffer on a global basis as a result of Joe Biden at the helm. We're watching our nation be ridiculed on a global level today. National embarrassment for everyone in America today. And who am I talking about? Joe Biden. Now, listen very carefully. There's some people that will say, well, don't you realize we're supposed to pray for our president? Yes, we do. In fact, as I speak on that, let me just turn to the text. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and following, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication and prayers and intercession and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Now, notice the scripture that says that we're to pray for all of those that are in leadership over us, kings. I use the term kings, president, princes, prime ministers, potentates, and those that are in authority. And my prayer is, God, would you do just as Daniel recognized, just as Daniel said, that God is the one that puts men in office, God's the one that takes them out, God sets them up, and God takes them down. And I'm simply saying, God, before the Constitutional Republic, known as America, some call it the American experiment, before that is dissipated, destroyed, before our Bill of Rights are destroyed, and ladies and gentlemen, if we have no Bill of Rights, we have no opportunity to worship freely. If we have no Bill of Rights, we have no right of freedom of speech. If we have no Bill of Rights, we have no right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families with the right to keep and bear arms. And if our Bill of Rights are eviscerated, if they're destroyed, if they're shredded, then, ladies and gentlemen, it will destroy the church. It will destroy evangelism. It will destroy outreach. It will prevent we as believers having an opportunity to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ on a global level. So I'm saying, God, remove Joe Biden. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden's trip to Brussels to meet with NATO alliance nations was just to, I would say, if you want to, fodder for the meal, grits for the meal. It was to providing our world's leaders the opportunity to witness firsthand the continually depleted, the cognitively depleted, incapable, bumbling individual. I called it the Manchurian candidate that became the Manchurian president that occupies the Oval Office in the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that he was elected legally, tell me that. What is your evidence? We have the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party that still refused to believe that it was a fraudulently stolen election in 2020. Joe Biden is no more the honestly elected by the people president of the United States of America than I am. Joe Biden is a fraud. Joe Biden stole the election along with his handlers. I'm looking at an article here that says 255,000 excess votes for Biden found in 2020 presidential race. This is dated. This was not dated in 2020. This is dated March 28th of 2022. Even Democrats now believe that there was voter fraud in 2020 presidential election, according to the commentary from John R. Lott, Jr., formerly the senior advisor for research and statistics at the DOJ's Office of Legal Policy and now president of Crime Prevention Research Center. By a margin of 52% to 40%, voters believe that cheating affected the outcome of the 2020 U.S. presidential election. Further in the article, it states this. He said his own peer review research by to be published in Public Choice confirms evidence of around 255,000 excess votes, possibly as many as 368,000 for Joe Biden in six swing states where Donald Trump lodged accusations of fraud. Biden only carried these states, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, by a total of 313,253 votes. Compare that now, ladies and gentlemen. He carried all of those states, that is Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, by total margin of 313,253 votes. They're saying perhaps as many as 368,000 votes were totally fraudulent. Now, I personally contend that it's far more than that. I've got stacks and stacks and stacks of research documents, ladies and gentlemen, that I've poured over, that I've read, that I've analyzed, I've scrutinized, and I've looked at down through the past 2 years now since Biden stole that election. And I'm here to tell you that there's no question in my mind that it was the Dominion software, the Dominion hardware, and the thieving, lying Democrats that stole the election. Now, you might think, well, that's a little harsh. How is that proven? Well, I'm looking at an article here that says Biden's advisors, that's possessive, company, got $35 million from taxpayers to encourage voting. High-powered political consulting firm SKDK improperly received $35 million in a contract to encourage people to vote in the California 2020 election. One of the founders of the firm was advising Joe Biden's campaign at the same time. The then California Secretary of State awarded the contract to SKDK, known for working with Democrat candidates and whose co-founder, Anita Dunn, works closely with Biden. Listen to how they got the $35 million. The $35 million was part of the $400 million to the America Voters HAVA fund called the 2020 CARES. That's CARES is for the COVID pathogen. Out of the CARES Act, it was a grant. Besides Padilla, that's the one that's speaking, not only having authority to allocate the funds, the $35 million wasn't supposed to be used for get out and vote efforts, but it was. HAVA gives emergency funds to states to prevent, prepare for, and to respond to the coronavirus for the 2020 federal election cycle. It was not to be used to encourage people to vote for the Democratic Party. Ladies and gentlemen, that didn't just take place in California. That was a systemic across the nation where literally votes were stolen. And as a result of that, we have Joe Biden, which slept in his basement because of his cognitively depleted condition. His handlers knew that if they let him out of the cage, he would destroy his election possibility. He's out of the cage now. He's sitting in the Oval Office. And as a result of that, he is destroying the potentiality of America continuing to be a super nation, a superpower, looked at, admired, and reverenced and revered by all nations around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, here's what we are seeing today. The national media is now in a panic attempt to try to help Biden, through his handlers, to walk back some of the statements that he made while in Brussels. Now, listen, this is not the only Biden blunders. These are not the only blunders that Biden's made since he was president. This is not the only blunders Biden has made in 50 years in D.C. Biden has never signed the front of a check. He's always signed the back of a check. He's never had a real job in his life. I reckon you'd call it a real job when he talks about getting a chain wrapping it around his knuckles and going behind the barn to find corn pop and what he's going to do to corn pop. But that's what he's trying to use, that blustering, lying tongue to try to frighten Putin, and it's not frightening Putin at all. But ladies and gentlemen, while on that trip to Brussels, Biden said Putin must be removed. He said there must be that Biden cannot remain in office. That would be called regime change in anybody's lingo, anybody's language, any political playbook today at all. Regime change. So he's asking for regime change. Here's another statement that he made. Biden indicated that American soldiers, he's speaking to a group of American soldiers. He's standing in the center as he looks at them and speaks to them and talks about when you are in Ukraine. He, in his speech to them, indicated that American soldiers would be put on the streets, boots on the streets in Ukraine. Biden said if Putin uses nuclear or chemical weapons in Ukraine, that America would respond in like kind. That means we'd respond with nuclear and chemical warfare. Now, his handlers are trying to push back on that. But ladies and gentlemen, I think we've seen enough of what is deteriorating, debilitating, and destroying America before in the eyes of the leaders around the globe. We're seeing that each and every day. Now, when Peter Doocy, by the way, asked Biden about those questions, Peter Doocy with Fox News, Steve Doocy's son, one of the key anchors with Fox News, when Peter Doocy asked him about these remarks, Joe Biden said, it never happened. It never happened. De facto. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you can answer the question for me. Does the Biden administration think that we're dumb, stupid, or just blind? What is it that's taking place that's causing one to just simply say, that never happened, when it was heard nationally, internationally, and every national and international leader heard it and they're familiar with it? But here's an article that touches on what I'm speaking about. Member of Congress calls for the regime change, but in America. Dateline March 28th. Over the weekend, one of the big news events was Joe Biden, in his stumbling, bumbling speech, demanded regime change in Russia. Our President Vladimir Putin, Biden said, quote, for God's sake, this man cannot remain in power, end quote. What does that sound like to you? Does that mean regime change? Is he asking for Biden, Putin to be removed? This article further states, but his staff at the White House immediately launched a coordinated walk-back campaign to say Biden didn't really mean what he said, which was a surprise to no one who listened to his speeches in recent months. But now there's a real call for regime change, and that is for the United States. The most, quote, the most needed regime change right now is the one in the United States for running our country. U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, wrote on social media Monday. Her comments came only 48 hours after Biden appeared to call for Putin to be removed. It came during a speech on Saturday after a meeting with Ukrainian refugees. But Biden's remarks was an ad lib and not part of his prepared speech. Ladies and gentlemen, if he does not pull that little card out of his vest pocket and read what his handlers tell him to say and answer as they tell him to answer, he then speaks ad lib, as it would be called, and he speaks from a cognitively depleted, disabled mind. Now, listen, I'm not laughing at that. I'm saddened by it. We're watching a senior citizen that has cognitive problems being handled by handlers, and I believe the real president today in America is behind the scenes, Barack Hussein Obama, through his scab puppets that were in the Obama regime that's now running and handling Joe Biden. Joe Biden does not have a sane thought in his head. This article says further, Biden's remarks was an ad lib and not part of his prepared speech. The White House walked it back immediately, along with Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who told reporters hours later during a trip to Jerusalem that the U.S. was not looking to a regime change in Russia or anywhere else for that matter, he said, end quote. But with the hashtag impeach Biden on social media, Marjorie Taylor Greene jumped into the conversation. Quote, regime change is not the path America should be on, and it's the past time we get off of it. We need to focus at home for a while and solve our own problems, Marjorie Taylor Greene said. Quote, if we care about people, we should care about U.S. oil, U.S. gas, U.S. production of oil and gas, peace, lifting sanctions on oil in America, and U.S. farmers growing their own food. A Kremlin official called Biden's off-cuff charge certainly alarming on an international level, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. What are your thoughts? How do you respond? Have you heard these remarks? Do you believe that we're safe in the hands of Joe Biden? Do you believe that we as citizens in America, conservatives and Christians, do you believe we should sit back, say nothing, do nothing, and allow this to continue to take place? It is a sad, sad scenario, ladies and gentlemen, but in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, the scripture says, righteousness, that's right living before God, rightness before God exalteth. That word exalted means to build up, to lift up, to glorify a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. And we're watching that today, ladies and gentlemen, taking place across our nation. It is sin. It's a reproach. It is absolutely shameful and sinful as we see what is taking place out of the White House and what it's leading us to do. In Proverbs 29:2, the Bible says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. I believe we are in a, not just a national day of mourning, I believe we're in a four-year period of time declension. We're in a four-year declension of mourning in America because of what is taking place out of the White House with the Biden administration. So the question is, ladies and gentlemen, the issue that we're dealing with today, should Biden be removed from office? If we continue to allow Biden in the White House, if we continue to be ruled by executive orders, which is totalitarian governmental form, if we continue to be ruled in that fashion, will we have a nation to pray for? Will we have a nation to be concerned over? Will we have a constitutional republic, or will we decline into the ash pit of nations that have gone by? Ladies and gentlemen, once you see a nation lose its sovereignty, once you see a nation, and we're doing that now with almost 3 million crossing the southern border, almost 3 million crossing the southern border, which by election time in 2024 will be approved citizens, watch me, will be approved citizens to go to the ballot box and vote. The 3 million is just a drop in the bucket as to what Biden intends to do between now and November 2024. With what Biden has already been pushing is to make everyone that's coming in legal to vote with a green card or giving them citizenship. It's the assurance. It's the guarantee. It is the approach that's being used to preserve a one-party rule, i.e. the Democratic Socialist Marxist Communist Party, to remain in rule in perpetuity. And that's where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen, if this continues the track that it's on today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching what took place and Biden with the destruction of America that's taken place just in the past almost 2 years now. We're watching that not just evaporate and not go away, but to continue to exacerbate the problems across the nation and around the world. Instead of modulating the Russian war in Ukraine, Biden has made it much, much worse to modulate anything called peace or withdrawal of the Russian troops. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question needs to be asked, will all of this assist in the world going into World War III? Do you believe we're headed for World War III? Do you believe that World War III could take place as a result of the Ukrainian war with Russia? I say yes. I pray that I'm wrong. I'd love to have you call in and tell me where you think that I'm wrong with that assertion and with that understanding of where we're going. Because when we look at Matthew 24, verse 5 and following, it talks about wars and rumors of wars. It talks about famine and pestilences. That means diseases and earthquakes in diverse places. And ladies and gentlemen, we see these things, all of these events taking place today on a global basis. It's called the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's called the eschatological prophetic future being given to us before it ever takes place. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand we're walking in dangerous territory when we continue to see what Biden is doing in the demoralization and the destruction of the foundation of America. I believe we have Greg on the line with us. Go ahead, Greg.
Remember those words of Ronald Wilson Reagan? Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. As you listen to Basement Biden, Brandon, Joe, Basement Joe, whatever you want to call him, he wants to sound that strong, that deliberate, that powerful. And every time, and he wants to be a Winston Churchill or Ronald Reagan, but every time he opens his mouth, he sounds like Barney Fife. It is scary to see how weak the entire world realizes that that man is. And as he goes around the world, every time he opens his pie hole, he does damage to the United States of America. That's why his handlers kept him in the basement for an entire campaign.
Absolutely.
This is some real chaos. This is some real chaos we're watching, folks.
Greg, we've got a hard break coming up at the top of the hour news. Hang in there if you've got time. Let's continue this conversation right after the news. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dial. We'll be right back right after the news.
To learn more, visit conservative.edu.